the 15-minute cities that everyone is talking about now, is the Great Reset's trendy new name for open-air prison camps. The idea is to corral everyone into neighborhoods small enough to walk from one end to the other in 15 minutes. Everything you need within a half-mile radius, so that you'll never, ever have to leave.
These Dutch cities are banning petrol and diesel delivery vehicles to tackle air pollution and climate change. From 2025, all deliveries must be made in electric vehicles in 14 cities across the Netherlands. It will prevent CO2 emissions equivalent to taking 216,000 cars off the road. And businesses will get to help make the switch with grants of 5,000 euros towards an electric van or lorry. The cities implementing zero emission zones include Amsterdam and Tilburg. Other areas around the world are also banning exhaust fumes. In the U.S., Santa Monica has set up a voluntary zero-emission delivery zone. The U.K.'s first zero-emission street has opened in central London. Beach Street will be closed to polluting vehicles for 18 months. The scheme could expand into London's financial district in 2022. What's your city doing to encourage cleaner, climate-resilient transport? Brought to you by people who want to keep you in a 15-minute prison city. The World Economic Forum. I'm the Tyrannical Lisp.
While the post-edit Tyrannical Lisp voiceover is satire, it still reflects the truth. The Great Reset is pure fascism, hiding behind an effeminate homosexual veneer. Perhaps this is because some people see it as harmless, and others are rendered silent out of fear of being called homophobic. Or maybe fascism is just queer. Whatever the reason, there is nothing harmless about the Great Reset. The perpetrators of this outrageous plan are marketing it with a gentle tone, telling you that you will eat healthy, stay active, get around, and enjoy the outdoors in your tiny little open-air prison camp. These organizations are telling you that there isn't enough room for you, because you are the reason that Mother Earth is sick. This is the subtext convincing people to not have children and persuading them to castrate the ones they have. Comfortable lies for the fearful. And those with the courage to see the truth can see that this is just an accounting issue. We the people are seen as livestock, looked down upon as useless eaters by godless psychopaths who want a more manageable herd to exploit for their own selfish desires, who want us to own nothing and be happy and eat the bugs. This plan was officially announced in 2015 and made actionable in 2017 with the goal of accomplishing most of it by 2030. Paris is being celebrated for leading the charge on the trendy new 15-minute city prison camps. But they are not alone. Melbourne, Australia is building theirs. And in America, New York City, Los Angeles, and Cleveland are doing the same. The right to travel is not in the Bill of Rights. In the past, the courts have ruled that this presumed right is firmly established in U.S. law. But things have changed. Today, we are at risk of losing it all. And if we don't stand up for our own freedom, then who will? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees. Go to reesreport.com to sign up for my Substack. See my latest videos. And join me at rockfin.com for exclusive content.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.